So, welcome to OTP Volunteer Table. I'm Don Kuhlhorn. This is a virtual chat about theater, community theater, and more things. And today we're talking with Katie Clark about her directing. What are we talking about?
Something Rotten.
Something Rotten here at the Old Town Playhouse. Now, we are in the green room. We have construction going on for Something Rotten. Hi, Joe. People in and out. You're going to hear the saws. So let's get started.
All right.
Talking about this. Katie Clark.
Man, I'm excited to talk about this show.
Well, let's talk about one thing first. The elephant in the room.
Of course.
You're the first person that I've talked to in this entire series of all the things I've done who is somebody who grew up in the Playhouse.
Yeah, that's right.
How did you do that? Give us a little understanding of what you were, how you became, how you got here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Traverse City Children's Theater, what?
Yeah, so I grew up in Traverse City.
Okay.
I actually started doing ballet. And, but my mom had done theater before I was born, and she was always very artistic. And so by the time I got to high school, I expressed an interest in theater. Well, as I was getting closer to high school, I got to about like seventh, eighth grade. And I was like, man, you know, I'd really like to do theater. I've been doing ballet all this time. So, we started looking around town for different options and opportunities. And, the first show I ever auditioned for at the Playhouse, I did not get cast in.
Oh,
broke my heart. Broke my heart. I was devastated. But I think either a year or two after that, I tried again and auditioned for a straight play called The Last Gladiator. And it was a play that was done down in the Schmuckel Theater. And it's actually, I met Harold Krennic and Jeff Wallace in that, which is very funny.
Right.
And I actually think Alex Geiger was in that show as well. We were all in the same. That
right.
was how we all met as kids.
Now, was this Traverse City Children's Theater or was this Young Company? We had Traverse City Children's Theater and then it became Young Company.
Yeah, I'm not really sure when that transition all happened. Right. So this
same,
would have been like,
thing, but
like mid-2000s, right?
Oh, then it would be the Young Company.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But, and then after that, I think the one other show I got to do at the Playhouse was Mulan Jr. and Phil was my director.
Right.
And so it's, and actually Kate Patello was the choreographer for that.
Right.
And now she's our
now
choreographer.
Full circle again. Here we
I know.
Go.
It's very, very cool. So yeah, that was, I didn't get to do a lot of the Playhouse because I was one of those very busy extracurricular kids
right.
growing up. But I did a lot of theater at West when I ended up going to high school and then. Through college, I did extracurricular theater with our student-run Shakespeare Society.
All right.
Where we would put on two productions a year, one in the fall, one in the spring, all student-run.
Right.
And they would just be different plays from Shakespeare's canon. And there you go.
And there you go.
There
so
you go.
That's it. But that you're the first one who's ever, who started, well... Yeah, because I haven't been able to talk with Harold.
Aha!
So there's that part. You're the first. All right. So let's talk about how did you decide to do Something Rotten and how did you get to the point of being the director?
Absolutely. So I think fall 2021, I was listening to Spotify Shuffle. Not sponsored, but I was listening to just like a shuffled Broadway playlist and a song came on that I'd never heard before. And I was just like, what is this? And it was a song, a musical.
Oh, yeah.
It's the original soundtrack version for a musical from the soundtrack is 7 minutes, 7 to 8 minutes long.
Yes, it is.
It's a long song. It's even longer on the stage, but it's worth every minute. but I sat there listening. And I'm like, what is this musical? And so then I went and just listened to the whole thing. I was like, this is amazing. How have I never seen this? And then I finally started getting into it more. And I realized that I had seen parts of it over the years since
right.
the play had opened.
Yep.
But I just never put it all together. And so then I immediately messaged a couple people and was like, hey, I think the artistic committee should consider Something Rotten for next season. I think that'd be really fun. I think that'd be a great show. We should do this show. Hey, And I just got kind of obnoxious about it.
Right.
But I found out later that the Artistic Committee had already been considering it for a couple of years, even before the pandemic. It had been sort of high up on the rotation. We just hadn't really done it. I will not and I cannot take credit for the fact that Something Rotten came up as an option for this season.
Right.
But I certainly was obnoxious about it.
Willing to have it.
When the call for directors came out, I'd been considering, I was like, man, it would be really fun to direct. I would love to direct the show. I had a very clear idea of what I want to do with it. I could see it in my mind. And I was just like, oh, and it's so much fun. And it just, there's so many things about the show too, that just, for me, Something Rotten is really just a celebration of musical theater in all of the chaos and the, like, the pastiche and the campiness and all of the cliches. And just, it's just incredibly fun and silly and just over the top. And I love that. That's everything I love about theater. And so I was really, really considering, I was like, man, I should put in to direct this. And I'd never applied to direct for a show.
Right.
On the main stage before. I'd had a couple other directing experiences leading up to that, but nothing like on this scale. And I was like, well, I don't know. It seems like a lot to bite off for like my first main stage directing show. I don't know if I should or not. But then a friend of mine messaged me and was like, hey, have you submitted for it yet? And I'm like, well, I don't know. They're like, you really just go for it.
Right.
So I was like, well, okay. I should at least submit, you know? It can't hurt, exactly. So I submitted an application, and luckily the artistic committee reached out to me and said, hey, we'd like to interview you. So I had an interview process where I basically gave a presentation to the artistic committee of, as a director, this is how I would handle the show, and this is what I would like to do, and these are themes that I'd like to play, and this is how I'd like to handle it, this is how we'd get into it, you know, this is what my vision for the show would be if I were to direct it.
Right.
And you pitch them your version of the show. And then, depending on how things shake out, they'll either pick yours or pick someone else's, and I was lucky enough and honored enough to be selected for this year. So, there you go.
Well, there it is. As an aside, I was thinking of auditioning, but I'm going to be out of town in June. Oh. Thank goodness that I didn't have to audition. I had a good excuse, but I tried to do a musical, try to memorize that.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. That's a tough song.
It's a big one.
It's like any other song. Mm-hmm. It follows itself. And if you get the gist of it and you finally get it all going, it's pretty I'll say easy after you get over the hump.
Yeah.
But boy, that's a tough song. And for 7 minutes, when you're doing the hesitations, you know, you're stopping in the middle with the dance break. Mm-hmm. What do you call that? It's a dance break. So that's kind of a fun, just a great show.
It's a great show. And we are I'm so lucky and happy and just blessed to have the cast that we have. Like, we had a ton of people. The hardest thing about directing is auditions,
right?
Because you get so
right.
I was lucky enough that we had a ton of people come out for auditions, and that was just really, really awesome.
I was going
awesome.
To ask that. We've had, because of COVID, it's been a slow return.
Yeah.
People are still kind of shy, even 2 years, 3 years, whatever years it is, of coming back and getting in the great groups.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've had some auditions that are kind of sketchy.
Yeah.
But this one, because of the nature, certainly of the fun of it, the fun of the show.
Yeah.
And so what kinds of things went through auditions? How did you prepare? How did you set? Because one of the things I also know, as I blab on, is... I'm terrified to audition because that's the only time in the entire process of theater that you're judged.
Right.
Every other time, it's just all they want to do is entertain me.
Yeah.
But you're being judged.
Mm-hmm.
But the director has the same problem being judged by the people who they're auditioning.
Yeah.
So how did you prepare that?
It's interesting because auditions are very similar to interviews in that, yes, you're the one being interviewed, but this is also an opportunity for you to be like, am I actually interested in working with these people?
Right.
So you definitely want to bring the best of yourself as a production team, which is, for me, a lot of that was communicating amongst the team, making sure we could try to be as organized as possible and be respectful of people's time when they come to audition. Because auditions are and can be incredibly stressful. I also have really big stage fright when it comes to auditions. Almost, I like never actually on stage, but put me in a room full of people I know and say, all right, sing. And I'm just like, ah. I'm just terrified.
Yep, exactly.
So really, you know, it starts from day one, setting a tone and trying to bring that experience of, hey, listen, we're all volunteers. We're all here because we love to be here. And even though we are essentially evaluating you to see if we have a spot that fits for you within the show that we want to create. Mm-hmm. Like none of it is personal, right? So, and that's something that as an actor myself, a bit of both confidence and then also sort of like self-assurance I've had to develop is knowing that when I go into an audition room and give an audition, if I'm not cast or if I get feedback or like whatever it is, it's never because it's personal. It's just because it wasn't the right fit or it wasn't like there are so many different factors that go into casting. There's so many different factors that go into casting.
And that's it. There's there's only so many roles.
Yeah.
And then when a person comes in, do you have a physical picture of each individual person or at least principles that you're kind of shooting for?
Like actual pictures of the actors?
In your mind.
I think this is probably different for every director, but for myself, I had not a visual image of how I wanted each portrayal of the character to be in terms of like the body inhabiting that character. But I did have a like energetic vibe that I wanted to play. So like a theme that really struck me as powerful and really just thematically resonant that comes up in the show is a quote actually from Hamlet, which is "To thine own self be true."
Right.
Right. It's a Polonius quote. It's incorporated in the show in a number of different ways. And so I decided to, for my interpretation of this show, to really hone in on "To thine own self be true" as a general concept and also as how to approach this show, which has a lot of over-the-top comedy and a lot of pastiche. But ultimately, there's also a very real human story about a person having one of the worst weeks of their life and becoming a very mean-hearted version of themselves and kind of not being the nicest person to the people all around them,
right,
and then kind of hitting rock bottom and then having to recover from that. And of course it's done in a musical, so it's very lighthearted. It's very fun, but I didn't want to lose kind of that really like just relatable aspect of we've all had stress in our lives. We've all had to negotiate like having to pay a loan or meet a deadline or, you know, things happening that are unexpected. So that's a very roundabout way of answering your question.
Right.
But yeah, so like I knew sort of generally how I wanted the characters to be embodied emotionally, but I wasn't sure obviously what those people were going to look like.
Right. So. When they auditioned, did you have a struggle between two auditioners and their character, or and by that question also says, did you have some that walked in and you said, just blew me away, you're in, without telling them they're in until afterwards, of course?
I mean, you know, so what a really cool thing was is we had a lot of people that I've never met before audition for this show. And so there were a number of people where I was like, wow, hello, nice to meet you. Where have you been? Please be in our show. Like, let's go. And obviously you can't, like, not wanting to react like that in the moment. But there were definitely a couple of people that I was just like, ooh, wow, okay, cool, hello, great. And there are a couple of people when they sang their audition that I've known that I'm just like, I never knew you could sing like that. Where'd that come from? Mm-hmm. You know? So, yeah, I mean, I think the hardest part is that it is. You do one of the things about casting a show is that you're trying to put together a jigsaw puzzle that you don't actually have the complete picture for.
Right.
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 So, so you do end up considering a number of people for various roles. And then it does come down to a handful of people of like, well, if I put this person in that spot, if I put that person in this spot, then I would have to put, do, and then I have to do this, and then I have to do that. But then I can't do this, and then I can't do that. So what if I do that? And, you know, so it's, mm-hmm. it's just this cascade of different factors.
You're not doing that alone.
No,
you're doing that with your team.
Thank God I had the rest of my production team.
Right.
So it's like Haley Bowker is my assistant director,
right.
and Rick Porter is my stage manager.
Right.
And then we had just like, it, and then it just branches off from there. And Matt Archibald was also there as our vocal director.
Okay.
I could list everyone, but it would take a minute.
Take a while.
Luckily we had a lot of support, and I definitely needed it because there was a lot.
So we're constructing the set even mm-hmm. as we speak. We started it before mm-hmm. So the play that goes wrong went down
yes.
because there's a lot of moving parts and mm-hmm. stuff in this show. And your mother is the set designer.
She is.
How's that working?
Yep. So my mom, Heather Walker. So I am. When I first found out that I was going to direct, like I said, my mom's the reason that I do theater. And, but she had never been involved at the Playhouse before. And I've been trying to get her to volunteer here for ages. And, so I was like, Mom, if I direct this, like, would you be involved on my production team? Cause she, you know, she has a background in theater. She's done set design in other places before. And, as we were kind of, she was like, yeah, just let me know where you need help. It's basically what she told me. And so as we were building our production team and kind of figuring out where we either had plenty of people with expertise or where we had gaps and needed help, I had been doing a lot of preliminary set design to get an idea of what I wanted the stage to look like, different visual concepts I wanted to play with, sort of like the framework of how I wanted everything to look. But especially as a director, you... having to hold all of that in your brain and like not only be a director and be
right.
a communication point for the whole production team and like do everything else, you really need someone else to be able to take charge of set so that they can make a fully baked concept.
Right.
Right. And so I was like, you know what? I do not have the bandwidth to actually design this set 100%. And so I asked her, I was like, Mom, would you be interested and would you like to take this on? And she said, sure. And she's just, you know, take the ball and run with it. So I'm really grateful.
No friction?
Oh, no friction.
Okay.
Yeah, no way. I'm thrilled. Are you kidding me? I'm thrilled my mom took that. I was like, yes, thank you. And it's a great opportunity and great reason for her and I to get coffee at least once, more than once a week.
Right.
And just be like, all right, well, let's talk about the show. And then we get to visit and
right.
it's good.
Yeah. Okay. Now the last part of this, I think, is just the rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
You get your cast.
Yes.
You get your set starting to build. Now mm-hmm. you're doing the rehearsal, and it's mm-hmm. an incremental process.
Yes.
Singing, maybe it just depends on how the process goes.
Mm-hmm.
How is the process going?
It's going great. It's going great. So definitely something that at the beginning of our rehearsal process. Something that's a challenge is building your production schedule,
mm-hmm.
right? And that everyone's schedules, right? So everybody comes to this with conflicts and with lives because we're all volunteers, right?
Right.
We all have other responsibilities in our life. Some of us have kids, all of us have jobs, and all sorts of different responsibilities that as the person who has to coordinate everything, I want to make sure that the bar for entry is as low as possible
mm-hmm.
so that everybody can participate if they want to
sure.
or like as much as they can. So I really made a big effort to try and respect people's schedules. Like if they told me, hey, Katie, I really, really want to do the show, but I can only be at rehearsal XYZ days, I'd say, okay, do your homework at home. As long as you come prepared, we can make it work. No big deal. Let's go. But that also makes my job as the schedule, as the person who's making the schedule,
right.
challenging.
Right, right. Exactly.
So building the production schedule was definitely a challenge. But I also had a lot of help and support there from different, you know, from Haley, who is mm-hmm. my assistant director, and also from, you know, other people around the Playhouse who I was like, I don't know how to do this. They're like, that's okay. So there's lots of support if
exactly.
you ask for it.
And it's a tough project to, to get everybody in there. Now we're this is May 2nd, 2022. You go up May 12th.
10 days.
2023.
That's a horrible
thing
to say.
Close. This is the pressure time. This is when everything starts coming together and all those lines that you've been working have started fading away because you got furniture in your way now, which wasn't there. You planned it to be there, but it wasn't there. And now all of a sudden it is. And the actors have to start moving around, watching themselves, watching everybody else. Why did I start that? I started that because I wanted to know where we are, where you are in this process.
Yeah.
Next Sunday is tech rehearsal.
Sure is.
So how's that all coming together so far?
It's coming together pretty well. I would say we're on track. And frankly, I wouldn't say we're ahead of where we should be because you can always wish to be further along in the process, right? But I am not losing sleep over it. My biggest concern is making sure we can maintain, because something that I cared a lot about and prioritized was people's experience in the show. Because again, we're all volunteers. We're here because we love theater. And for me, also, Something Rotten is an expression of love for theater as a show itself. So when we're all kind of coming together and putting it all the bits and pieces together, it's like, now's not the time to like break faith with people. And so it's also hard though, because we're all like, oh, it's time. So I think the biggest thing for me is, so we've started practicing with the orchestra this week. Sunday was our sits probe. The first time we sit down and sing with the orchestra, we're just focusing on music. Yesterday we ran act one.
Good.
Made it through. And it's the biggest thing is just understanding and learning from previous productions and getting advice from people who've, you know, gone through this before. It's like, what's the least painful way of getting through this process, you know? And part of it's just figuring out what's the best way to communicate from the ground up to the orchestra, you know, because it can be hard to be like, hey, Eli, and try to like get him to hear you over the orchestra, but you don't want to be yelling at people. So, but yeah, it's coming together and it's bit by bit, but you just gotta be, you gotta be flexible.
You gotta do the dance.
Yeah.
So, what are the show dates?
Show dates. So we open May 12th, next Friday. And most weekends will be a third, except opening weekend, except for closing weekend. We have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
So it's May 12th through June 3rd. And so that opening weekend, we have a Friday, Saturday, Sunday show. Sundays are always going to be a matinee show.
2 o'clock matinee.
2 o'clock matinee.
7:30 curtain. 7:30 curtain. 7 o'clock. House opens.
House opens. There'll be a bar as well. So everybody
come on down. Hold on a couple of shots before you go.
My biggest hope is that people come to the show and have fun. It's a hoot and holler show.
That's it. Now that we know what the dates are, the times are. Last couple of words, anything about the show? What do you think?
What would you like to say? Be prepared for hijinks. There's a lot. It's a chaotic show. And it's truly, truly Shakespearean in every way. You don't have to like Shakespeare to like the show.
It is not Shakespeare, Shakespeare.
No.
It is. There's a name Shakespeare. There's a character Shakespeare, but it's not Shakespeare.
Yeah. It'll be a visual feast for the eyes and the band's great. So. Come have a good time.
All right. Well, Katie Clark, thank you, and break a leg.
Thanks, Don.
Bye. Thank you, Katie Clark, for this delightful chat. Tickets are on sale now for Something Rotten. Call the box office at 231-947-2210. Box office hours are 3 in the afternoon to 6. You can purchase tickets online on the website 24/7, oldtownplayhouse.com. Lastly, you can visit the Playhouse in person and purchase them then. Less than 2 weeks until opening, this is the last main stage production for our 2022-23 season. After Something Rotten, in late June, we look forward to the Young Company's performance on the main stage of Schoolhouse Rock. Also, the Old Town Playhouse Gala is coming in June. Call the Playhouse for tickets. The Playhouse has a role for you, whether on stage or backstage. If you have an interest in learning more about volunteer opportunities, fill out the online form at oldtownplayhouse.com and we will contact you to discuss your role at the Playhouse. OTP Volunteer Table is produced in cooperation with the Old Town Playhouse of Traverse City, Michigan. If you have any comments or would like to tell your story, send an email off to office@oldtownplayhouse.com. Our music today is Talkies by Humma Humma. This is the OTP Volunteer Table, and I am Don Kuhlhorn, and we will see you on the boards.